Today is Friday, August 28th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I still have a damn bug flying around. Oh my god, somebody needs to tell me what these things are. They're brown, and they're little, and they crawl a lot. So you'll see them like crawling around on the desk or something, and then you'll go to like squash it, and then it will fly. But when I'm trying to record a podcast, it likes to fly around my microphone and around my mouth, and I'm afraid I'm going to like breathe it in. It's not a lot of them. It's like one. And then, you know, I'll kill it. And these bug catcher things that I've bought, they are killing stuff. Like every morning I'll come in and I'll go to the little tray and I'll see more bugs on there. But then I'll have like this one, but I've never had this problem. And I don't know what's causing it. I need some help from somebody. Somebody needs to tell me like what the hell would be causing this, because I have literally no idea. And I know I've talked about it a lot, but I've gotten no solutions from anyone. Anyway, so that is what it is. But it's really bothering me because like right now, as I pressed record, this little brown bug started flying around. And yeah, anyway, so I've been working on a new app for the Butt First podcast, and I literally just got a problem solved. It's a mobile app. And so if you just go to buttfirstpodcast.com and you're on a mobile app, if you're on a mobile device, it will actually forward to the mobile app. So you don't even have to do anything. And it's a progressive web app is what they're called. And so you should, it'll look like it opens up in a web page. And then hopefully what it will do is a little pop-up will come up and it will say, do you want to add this to your home screen? And you should be able to add it to your home screen. But if not, you can, if you're in Chrome browser, if you're in Safari browser, you should be able to click the little dots on the top right. And there should be an option to add to home screen. So if any of my listeners that are listening to this also listen to Butt First and you're interested in, say, following our contest progress or whatever, I mean, whatever you want to do, you can also listen to the latest episode on there. You can add it to your home screen. So if you literally just from your phone, if you just go to buttfirstpodcast.com, it will redirect you to the mobile app. And then you can, like I said, either you'll get a pop-up or you can click the little dots and there should be an option to add to home screen. And then you'll have a little app that's a Butt First podcast app. I was just trying out because I like to try out new technologies, and I'm getting to the point where I don't really have time to write code as a hobby. I'm sure I won't stop doing it completely, but I get all these ideas in my head about, oh, I'm going to code this and I'm going to code that and I'm going to, you know, go in and write an application to do that. And I just don't have any time right now. I don't, it's probably the 11 podcasts that I'm doing, but I really just don't have time. And my phone again gave me an article that said, here's this new service where you can create a Google spreadsheet and you don't have to do any coding, and you can go in and you can build a mobile app and use this Google spreadsheet as the database, basically, for this app. And it's really simple. I mean, it took me a couple of hours of work to just go in, create all the data that I wanted. You know, any images that you use, they need to be links to an image, so you have to have an image stored somewhere. And then you can go in and design. They have all these elements that you can drag and drop and all that kind of stuff and design an app and connect it to a spreadsheet, and there's no development required. And maybe there are other services that do this, but it's been pretty seamless. It's been pretty good so far. And all we needed was something simple where, like, if someone wanted to know, like, who are the co-hosts of Butt First Podcast? How do I listen to the most recent episode? Who's the current cast of Big Brother? You know, who's been evicted? So I'm going to keep that up to date every week, and then, you know, I don't know. It's just something I'm playing with. There is a website, but the website is harder to read on a mobile device. And so we'll see how this goes. But I've been working on that, and there was one problem with the website that was causing an issue. And so I literally just fixed that before I started recording. I think that's why I was thinking about it. So today we had an AC issue, and it was only upstairs. It was only upstairs, and I came up after lunch. I went down to eat lunch, and I came up after lunch, and it was like 80 degrees in here. And I don't know when this issue actually occurred, because I didn't notice that it was hot before I went downstairs to lunch, and I was only downstairs for maybe 45 minutes. And then I came back up, and I was like, man, it's hot up here. And I went over and looked, and sure enough, it was like 81. It was 80, I believe. And then I started working, and then over the course of the next like 30 minutes, it went up to 83 up here. And I went over to the thermostat and I turned it on, and the thermostat said it was on, but I went to the vent and I felt of the vent and no cool air was coming out. And I tried turning it off, turning it back on again. There's a manual setting for fan where you can literally just turn the fan on, and I did that and the fan didn't come on. And I tried everything I could think of. So I called the AC guy, who we've had so many problems with, because, you know, I even went in there and looked into the attic and looked at the AC, and it still has water leaking. Ugh. After he came out a second time, it is still leaking water directly into the grate that goes into the electrical bits. Anyway, regardless, and I'm like, oh my God, this is a brand new house. I shouldn't be having AC issues. So I called him and he said, oh, I'll come out. He's like, I have a bunch of stuff this afternoon, but he didn't want to come out tomorrow because he doesn't want to work on a Saturday, I think. So he's like, I will squeeze you in. And so he can't. So he, you know, I started working downstairs. I just took my laptop downstairs and started working downstairs. And he texted me and said, I'm about 5 minutes away. And I came upstairs just to check, and magically, lo and behold, the fan had come on and it was cooling. Now, it was still 81, but it had gone down from 83 to 81 and it was in the process of cooling. Literally, my AC had not been working for like 4 hours. I don't know when it stopped working, but like from at least like 11:30 a.m. until like 3. I know that's not 4 hours, but anyway, it hadn't been working for hours. And all of a sudden, 5 minutes before this AC guy decided to show up, the AC decided it was going to work again. So he got here and I was embarrassed. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed it started working again. Well, he went upstairs and he tested a couple of things out and he said, well, I don't know, maybe it was just a glitch. He's like, you know, these circuit boards can have little glitches or whatever. And so he said, if it happens again, let me know, give me a call immediately. And he said, if it happens again, I'll replace the circuit board, because maybe there's something wrong with your zone circuit board or something, because I have one of those zone systems. Anyway, regardless, I'm just like, oh my God, it's brand new house. And this is like the second AC issue we've had in this house. But I called him right away. I was assertive. I told him he needed to come and fix it. Like, I'm getting better, right? So I feel like I'm just going to keep practicing this assertiveness stuff. And maybe I'll just eventually be so assertive. You guys won't even be able to stand me. I'll just be bitching everybody out about everything. Because, update on my assertiveness with the previous place we lived, I don't know what her title is, but the lady at our former townhome that we lived in, I told you guys in yesterday's episode that I got assertive and I texted her and I was like, hey, look, we paid $400 to get that thing cleaned and then you guys gave us another charge. And she said, she responded and said, oh, I'll respond by the end of the day. Well, she didn't respond by the end of the day. And normally I would have just let it go. I would have been like, oh, screw it. It's just it was like $125 that they charged us. It's like, whatever. No big deal. But I was like, no, Adam, you're going to be assertive. So I texted her again this morning and I said, hey, any update? So she responded and she said, yes, I'm sorry. The charge was applied as a mistake and we will fix it and mail another check. However, it won't be until next week as the owners are not here to sign the check. I'm sorry about the inconvenience. So, yeah, they're going to send us a check for the cleaning fee. So looky there, I was assertive and we got something. Amazing. It's amazing how that works. It's very difficult though. You guys don't understand how difficult it is for me to be assertive. If I was a wealthy man, which I'm not, I know a lot of you think that I am, but I'm not. If I was wealthy, I would literally have an attorney on staff and I would just pay the attorney to handle all my affairs. I wouldn't do anything. I would have him contact everybody. Or a personal assistant. I guess it wouldn't even have to be an attorney, would it? It would be a lot cheaper just to hire a personal assistant and make them do all the things I didn't want to do. So like if the AC is broken, be like, hey, snap my fingers, you know, hey, come over here. AC is broken. Get in touch with the AC folks. Get it fixed. And then they could have the hard conversations. And then I would just, you know, kind of like Ellen DeGeneres, where her staff did all the mean stuff. And so now she's firing a bunch of people. I could just have mean people employed to do that. But I can't afford that. So it doesn't even matter. It's not something I can afford today. And it would probably be a waste of money. But it would be so much easier if I didn't have to handle any of that stuff. Anytime I wanted to say no to someone, I could have my personal assistant handle it. Like, let's say my parents texted me and they said, hey, we want you to, during COVID, we want you to go to this family get together and not wear a mask. Instead of like trying to figure out a way to like weasel my way out of it, I could just like be, hey, personal assistant, contact my mom and tell her hell no. You know, and then I wouldn't have to do any of that at all. It would be great. But alas, what a hard life I live. I can't afford a personal assistant. So what are you going to do? So I got a tweet from Kathy Bacon. It says putting in a hot tub is easy. Even kids can do it. I'm not sure that it is a hard hat job, but safety first, I guess. I sold the hot tub. So this is a picture. She sent me a picture of Sydney, I believe, which is Kathy Bacon's daughter, when she was really young, I guess when they first put in their hot tub. And Sydney is really young and wearing a hard hat. And there's no hot tub there. It's just a empty dirt patch where they're going to be putting the hot tub, I guess. But I'm not doing that. In fact, I think we're going to get, I really want a small-ish rectangular lap pool made out of gunite with like a slow ramp entry into the water. So not like a ladder, but like a ramp that you walk down. And then I want a hot tub as well. And I want them all together in ground. So maybe we'll have that put in next spring or whatever. I don't know. And that's it. Oh, I broke my old cell phone yesterday. I was in the shower and I usually sit it on the ledge and I almost dropped it and I grabbed it, but I can't even explain it. I pushed it up against the tile and it broke the screen. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.